All right, let's call to order the video meeting.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Three members present, please note that Member Robinson is participating via phone.
And so there is a quorum. All right, this is the open session meeting of the Illinois Gaming Board video meeting for January 26, 2017. First item on the agenda is approval of open session minutes. Is there a motion?
I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of December 14, 2016.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Chairman's report and comments. Thanks to a very sparse and loose statute with few limits on video gaming expansion, our video agenda continues to be more intense than Riverboat. As evidenced by our respective packets, Riverboat, video gaming, videos roughly three times the size of the Riverboat packet. Seems like we have more more rules that we have been promulgating because of the sparseness of the statute, including some that you'll hear from about today. This lenient licensing approach has fueled explosive growth in the video gaming, but also more resident gaming losses, and a slow but steady decline in Riverboat revenues, which even though there has been obviously an incremental increase in overall revenues to the state, to some extent that is replacing Riverboat tax revenues, which are at a higher rate generally on the average. Video gaming also involves higher cost regulation because of the over 5,000 locations. There's less money for education for this reason, and less food and beverage employment. So the legislature is now considering a so-called grand bargain to resolve the budget impasse that we have been living with for too long. And if in fact this goes forward, which we all hope, I appeal to the legislature to include some reasonable limits on video gaming expansion, especially relative to non-traditional locations, casino malls, and gaming parlors, also known as gaming cafes. Any other board comments or member comments? Mr. Administrator?
I don't have any other further comments than previous sessions.
Very good. And there is no public commentary. So we'll move to those rules I just mentioned, board policy items.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. As you know, Section 78A, 3, and B of the Video Gaming Act confer rulemaking authority upon the IGB with respect to video gaming. And the board's legal staff is proposing several rules today. The first of these requires demarcated areas for video gaming. The proposed rulemaking adds a new Section C to Video Gaming Rule 810, entitled Location and Placement of Video Gaming Terminals. The new subsection provides that all video gaming terminals located in a licensed establishment, licensed fraternal establishment, or licensed veterans establishment shall be placed in an area where alcoholic liquor is drawn, poured, mixed, or otherwise served for consumption on the premises. The designated area shall have seating facilities for customers or members apart from seating at the video gaming terminals. The service of alcoholic liquor within the video gaming area shall be done by the licensee. Section 55 of the Video Gaming Act, entitled Precondition for Licensed Location, establishes a nexus between video gaming location licenses and liquor licenses by requiring licensed establishments, licensed fraternal organizations, and licensed veterans organization to hold valid licenses under the Liquor Control Act of 1934. Section 55 of the VGA also restricts the operation of video gaming terminals to the same hours of operation generally permitted to holders of a liquor license within the unit of local government within which they are located. Section 5 of the Video Gaming Act defines a licensed establishment as any licensed retail establishment where alcoholic liquor is drawn, poured, mixed, or otherwise served for consumption on the premises, whether the establishment operates on a nonprofit or for-profit basis. Given these close statutory ties between liquor licenses and video gaming location licenses, it is appropriate to limit video gaming play to those areas within a licensed video gaming location where alcoholic liquor is actually served. Furthermore, because Section 5's definition of licensed establishment specifically refers to consumption of alcoholic liquor on the premises, it is appropriate to require the designated video gaming area to have separate seating facilities for the serving of alcoholic liquor with service provided by the licensee. All four?
Sure.
Okay. The second proposed rulemaking from the IGB's legal staff relates to Rule 320, minimum standards for use agreements. The proposed rulemaking imposes three new requirements for all use agreements entered into on or after its effective date. Namely, first, a use agreement must now state which sales agent, broker, or other person, if any, procured the use agreement on behalf of the terminal operator. Second, the use agreement must not provide for automatic renewal in the absence of cancellation. And third, the use agreement must not be for a length of time exceeding 5 years. The rulemaking also requires the board to promulgate a standard form for use agreements. All new or renewed use agreements entered into after the rulemaking's effective date shall incorporate the language of the standard form and shall be consistent with the standard form in all respects. The rulemaking also establishes the gaming board as the exclusive arbiter of the validity and enforceability of use agreements, as mandated by the Illinois Supreme Court last September in the case of J&J Ventures Gaming LLC v. Wild Inc. Under the procedures established by the present rulemaking, the administrator shall render a recommended decision to the board on a petition brought by a terminal operator or licensed video gaming location alleging that a use agreement or portion thereof is invalid or unenforceable. Issues which the board has authority to decide include, but are not limited to, the following. First, where two or more use agreements between a licensed video gaming location and one or more terminal operators have overlapping effective dates, which of the agreements is valid during the period of overlap? Second, whether a use agreement or portion thereof complies with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and rules. Third, whether a renewal provision in a use agreement poses such obstacles against non-renewal or confusion about the procedures for non-renewal as to constitute an undue burden on the licensed video gaming location which has entered into it. Fourth, whether a terminal operator has used coercion, deception, or improper inducement to persuade a licensed video gaming operator to enter into or renew a use agreement. Persons challenging a use agreement shall file a petition to be decided by the board. The petition shall include detailed facts and reasons upon which the petitioner relies in arguing that a use agreement or portion thereof is invalid or unenforceable. Petitions may include documentary evidence and affidavits. Following submission of a petition meeting these procedural requirements, the administrator shall promptly send by certified mail a complete copy of the petition, including supporting documents, to each non-petitioning terminal operator or licensed video gaming location named in the petition. Non-petitioning parties named in the petition shall have 21 days to file a response. After the expiration of the 21-day response period, the administrator shall issue a written recommended decision on the validity or enforceability of the contested use agreement or contested portions thereof, based on the contents of the petition and any responses. The administrator's recommended decision shall set forth the reasons the administrator is recommending granting or denying the petition. Where the petition asserts more than one claim as to the use agreement's validity or enforceability, the administrator shall separately decide each claim. Prior to rendering a decision, the administrator may require the parties to attend a conference to attempt to settle their disputes. After the parties have been served by the administrator's recommended decision, any losing party may file written exceptions within 14 days. The board shall review the entire record, including the administrator's recommended decision and any exceptions filed, and shall render a written order, including the basis for its decision. Any relief given by the board shall be limited to deciding which use agreement or portion thereof is valid for any given licensed video gaming location. The board shall have the express authority to order a terminal operator to remove its video gaming terminals from a licensed video gaming location if a use agreement or portion thereof is invalidated. The board shall not award monetary damages of any kind. Any failure by a party to abide by the board's decision may subject the licensee to discipline. The next proposed rulemaking. The board's legal staff is proposing a new subpart O relating to responsible gaming. The new subpart will provide the following. First, declare a right of licensed video gaming location owners, persons with significant influence or control, P6, and persons employed in any capacity relating to video gaming operations to engage in conversations about responsible gaming with any person engaged in video gaming play. The proposed rulemaking will establish an online training and education course on responsible gaming and require completion of this course by all video gaming location owners, P6, and persons employed in any capacity relating to video gaming operations as a condition for license issuance and renewal.
Mr. Malamud, please hold on just a second. We're going to dial in Member Dunn.
D. Ms. Robinson?
I'm here.
Okay, could you hold the line? I'm going to connect Member Dunn.
Okay.
Stay on the line, please.
Will do.
Hello.
Tom, you there?
Hello.
Tom? D?
Hello.
Tom?
Hello. Hello, Mary.
Tom, hello. Can you hear me? D?
Yes, I'm here.
Tom, are you on the line? Hey, D, we're going to try one more time.
Okay.
Sorry, I do apologize.
No, not necessary. Go ahead.
Hello.
Tom, can you hear me now?
Hello.
Tom?
Hear me, Mary?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Dee, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah. Thank you, McRae.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Member Dunn. I hope everything is going all right with you, with your medical issues.
All's well. We're hanging in.
All right. Well, thank you. Right. Mr. Malamud is presenting the several rules that we have on the agenda today for... to be submitted for first notice filing. He has already covered two of the rules. He's in the middle of covering the self-exclusion rule for video gaming.
I also wanted to point out before I go further, the use agreement rule, which implements the Supreme Court decision in the J&J v. Wild case, should, in the opinion of the legal staff, have the status of an emergency rulemaking since it's implementing an Illinois Supreme Court decision, and that is an appropriate matter to be the subject of an emergency rulemaking. The other proposed rulemakings from the staff today would be regular rulemakings. So wanted to point that out before we went further.
Well, should that be reflected?
A separate motion, maybe.
Yeah, that's what my question. Should that be a separate motion then? We can. Okay.
I'll begin again with the responsible gaming rulemaking, since there was an interruption. It's a new subpart O relating to responsible gaming. The new subpart will provide the following. First, declare a right of licensed video gaming location owners, P6, and persons employed in any capacity relating to video gaming operations to engage in conversations about responsible gaming with any person engaged in video gaming play. The proposal will establish an online training and education course in responsible gaming and require completion of this course by all video gaming location owners, P6, and persons employed in any capacity relating to video gaming operations as a condition for license issuance and renewal. The board shall prepare the contents of this course, which shall be offered free of charge to enrollees. The course of study shall define responsible gaming and provide instruction on conversational techniques with customers whose behavior indicates they may have a gaming problem. The recommended conversational techniques shall be informative and non-judgmental, provide players with helpful information about the random nature of video gaming play and long-term prospects of winning, and recommend appropriate means of providing information to video gaming players concerning problem gambling resources. Completion of the course shall be required within 30 days of the date the course is made available to the public or the person becomes an owner, PSIC, or employee of the location in a capacity related to video gaming. The rulemaking gives the board authority to contract for and use materials and programs offered by any public or private entity, including but not limited to those prepared by other state governments. I'd add parenthetically, Oregon, the state of Oregon, in connection with its lottery, has prepared these materials for use within that state. The rulemaking also establishes a voluntary, confidential problem gambling board registry for video gaming. The purpose of this registry is to encourage problem gamblers to pursue needed gambling prevention and treatment initiatives. Persons enrolling in the registry will be issued regular emails exploring issues relating to problem gaming, and be provided with links to problem gambling prevention and treatment resources. Individuals enrolled in the registry may cancel their enrollments at any time. The rulemaking will also allow the board to utilize technology to include a message on the interface of the video gaming terminal, of each video gaming terminal, to assist players in responsible gaming and prevent problem gambling from occurring. The rulemaking also amends the definition section of the rules, Rule 110, as follows. It defines problem gambling as a repetitive set of gambling behaviors that negatively impacts someone's life. It also defines responsible gaming as including the following elements: policies for reducing harms related to gaming, providing a transparent and fair game, playing within time and money limits, and gaming for entertainment and fun. One more proposal. The next proposed rulemaking will prohibit a terminal operator from employing or contracting with owners or persons with significant influence or control, commonly known as P6, of a licensed video gaming location with which the terminal operator has entered into a use agreement to act as sales agents or brokers, licensed terminal handlers, or licensed technicians. The rulemaking also will prohibit a terminal operator from owning, leasing, having an option to purchase, holding a security interest in, or managing, either alone or through an affiliated entity, a licensed video gaming location if the terminal operator has entered into a use agreement with that location. Finally, the rulemaking will prohibit a terminal operator from providing any compensation to or receiving any compensation from a licensed video gaming location with which it has entered into a use agreement other than the after-tax profits from video gaming provided by subsection C of section 25 of the Video Gaming Act. Section 30 of the Video Gaming Act, entitled Multiple Types of Licenses Prohibited, currently provides that a terminal operator, quote, shall be licensed only to contract with licensed establishments, licensed truck stop establishments, licensed fraternal establishments, and licensed veterans establishments. Section 30 specifically prohibits a terminal operator from becoming licensed as a video gaming location or from owning, managing, or controlling a licensed location. This statutory language reflects a legislative intent to protect the integrity of video gaming by requiring an arm's-length contractual relationship between terminal operators and licensed video gaming locations. Such an arm's-length relationship is violated when a terminal operator hires an owner or PSIC of a licensed location with which it has entered into a use agreement to act as a sales agent or broker, licensed terminal handler, or licensed technician, or when a terminal operator assumes an ownership, management, security, or landlord-tenant relationship with a licensed location with which it has entered into a use agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Malamud, and thank you, the entire legal staff, for all the good hard work on all of this and very important rulemaking. It's hard work, and it requires a lot of attention to detail, and we appreciate that very much. I'm sorry for all the confusion here, but we did need to split these motions up a bit. So I'm going to ask for a motion on rules, and staff, correct me if I'm wrong here, legal staff, on rules 250, 810, and to create a new subpart O. That'll be the first motion.
Well, the first motion should include 250, 320, 810, and subpart O. The second should be 320.
So 320 should be in both motions?
Yes.
All right, so the first, you're recommending that the first motion read exactly as the original motion. All right. Is there a motion to that effect?
There is, Mr. Chairman. I move to amend video gaming rules 250, 320, and 810, and to create a new subpart O of the board's rules by authorizing staff to submit a proposal for the first notice filing with the Secretary of State upon final review and approval by the administrator.
Is there a second?
Second.
And again, I fully support these new rules, and want to particularly thank the staff for the hard work on the self-exclusion rule for video gaming. It's just a small step, but an important step forward in addressing problem gaming in the video gaming industry. Probably won't be the last word on it, but at least it's a very, very good start to address a very complex and subject. With that, if there are no other comments, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Member Robinson, did you vote aye?
Yes, I did, Chairman.
All right, the motion carries unanimously. All right, is there another motion?
There is. I further authorize staff to submit its amendment to Rule 320 with the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules as an emergency rule upon final review and approval by the administrator.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you again. Mr. Administrator, I think you've already indicated you have nothing further to report for video gaming. All right, terminal operator licensee items. Initial licenses, Sparrow Gaming. All right, there you are.
As long as I'm here. Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
House Trustee, Mr. Lawrence Amy, Ms. Marana, Donna Moore from Fox Rothschild, here on behalf of Sparrow Lake, requesting a commercial terminal operator license. Happy to answer any questions.
All right. If there are no questions, is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. President. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Sparrow Gaming, Inc. for a term of 1 year, expiring in January 2018, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Moore. William S. Stanford III.
Good morning, Paul Jensen from Tant Law on behalf of Mr. Stanford. He's unable to make the meeting, but I'm here to answer any questions on his behalf.
Thank you, Mr. Jensen. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Also, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board deny the terminal operator license application of William S. Stanford III, DBA Stanford Gaming, and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial as the applicant has failed to demonstrate his qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Had nothing to do with your presentation, Mr.
Thank
Jensen.
You.
Okay.
For the record.
License renewals.
So we have several terminal operator licenses. Staff has provided the board with reports pertaining to the business operations, financial wherewithal of each of these terminal operators, and we would recommend that the terminal operators listed in your motion be renewed.
All right, is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and my review of materials provided to us, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a term of 1 year, expiring in January 2018. Andy's Video Gaming Co., Illinois Gaming Systems LLC, Illinois Gold Rush Inc., Illinois Video Slot Management Corp., J&J Ventures Gaming LLC, J. Hay Enterprises LLC, Midwest SRO LLC, Quad Gaming Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Is there a motion relative to Heck Gaming?
There is. Based on outstanding documents, I move that the board table consideration of the terminal operator license renewal application of Heck Gaming LLC into the board's next regular meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licensee items. Initial licenses AGS. Is there a motion?
Chairman Tracy, please go right ahead.
I think it's very similar to the motion we covered in the riverboat side.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Some corporate restructuring and name changes, that sort of thing.
We're going to hold the license at the BGS LLC level.
All right. Very good. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and their recommendation, I move that the board issue a distributor license, a manufacturer license, and a supplier license to AGS LLC, each license to be a period of 1 year, expiring in January 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Disassociation pursuant to Board Rule 795.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff asked me to consider issuing two notices of disassociation this month. The first notice of disassociation will be directed to LZ Entertainment with respect to sales agent Helen A. Fuller Haynes.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a notice of disassociation to LZ Entertainment LLC, ordering it to disassociate from Helen A. Fuller Haynes, said disassociation to become effective 21 days from the date of service of the notice, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Second notice of disassociation will be directed to J&J Ventures Gaming LLC with respect to the sales agent Jason L. Smith.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a notice of disassociation to J&amp;J Ventures Gaming LLC, ordering it to disassociate from Jason L. Smith, said disassociation to become effective 21 days from the date of service of the notice unless an answer is properly filed within that time.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Technician and terminal handler licensee items.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month staff has provided you with a number of licensing items for your consideration. Based on our review, we recommend that the board issue 51 terminal handler licenses and one technician license, and that you authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial to two individuals.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 51 terminal handler licenses and one technician license and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to Thomas R. Stelmachek and Carl Mobley Jr.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Renewal of technicians and handlers.
Staff additionally requests that the board approve the renewal of the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were previously licensed and renewed in January 2017 and who are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act board rules and also have proper qualification and pay their annual fees on time.
Okay, so this is a motion to approve the renewal of licenses that were licensed or renewed in January of last year. Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to approve the renewal of licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in January 2016 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and remain in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the Board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Video gaming location licensee items.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Board, staff provide you with another video gaming location application for you. This month, we ask you to consider approving 196 gaming location licenses and authorizing the state to issue notice of denial to two locations.
Is there a motion?
Yes, sir. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move to approve 196 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year expiring in January 2018 and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to Lux Group Corporation, DBA Playbook, and the Dead Tree Tavern, Inc., DBA the Dead Tree Tavern.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff just recommends that the...
Just wondering, why would you call something Dead Tree Tavern? It's like asking for denial, I guess. I don't know. It had nothing to do with it, I guarantee it. Okay, sorry.
Staff next recommends that the board approve the renewal of retail establishments, truck stops, veteran and fraternal establishments previously licensed and renewed in January 2016 that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act, board rules, and the board authorized the administrator to issue a notice of non-renewal to one location.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to approve the renewal of the retail establishments, truck stops, veteran and fraternal establishments previously licensed or renewed in January 2016 that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and otherwise maintained compliance with the requirements of the Act and the Board's rules, and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of non-renewal to the Neighbors at the Ice House LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Request for hearing.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month, the board received three requests for hearing. The first request was submitted by Global Gaming Industries LLC. The staff recommends that the board grant this request.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the request for hearing submitted by Global Gaming Industries LLC, since it establishes a prima facie case for a hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The second request for hearing received this morning was submitted by Eric Cunningham Corporation of Doing Business as a Donut Club. Staff recommends that the board deny this request for hearing as a failed statute.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing submitted by Aragona Corporation doing business as the Aragona Club, as it has failed to establish a prima facie case for hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Member Dunn, did you vote?
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously.
The final request for hearing was submitted by JEP Inc. doing business as Hamilton's Pub. Based on the information provided, staff recommends the board rescind the denial that was issued in December 2016 and place the applicant back at the penalty status.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board rescind the establishment license application denial issued at our December 2016 meeting to JEP Inc., DBA Hamilton's Pub, deny the request for hearing as moot, and place the applicant back into pending status.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. A request to reapply.
Staff also received two requests to reapply. We recommend that you grant both locations leave to reapply license.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant the request to reapply submitted by Erie Number 437, Fraternal Order of Eagles, Inc., and Stone Country Saloon, Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff request the board consider issuing disciplinary actions to both of the staff's four locations that have long-standing active tax liabilities and otherwise have failed to maintain minimum qualifications of the licensure.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and the recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment licenses of Anemic Incorporated doing business as Barristers Pizza and Pub, Southside Boat Club doing business as Southside Boat Club, Vera Lorraine Mitchell and Joseph Todd Mitchell doing business Low Lives Lounge, Four Sheba Inc. doing business as The Oasis, for having active tax liabilities and not maintaining the minimum qualifications for the licensure. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff further recommends the board should dismiss complaints revoking five established licenses that have long-standing active tax liabilities and have failed to cooperate with the board in good faith effort to resolve these issues.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment license of the following locations: Kilimanjaro Connection Corporation, doing business as Kilimanjaro Connection Corporation, DRD Ventures Corp., doing business as Riley's Roadhouse, Sant Inc., doing business as the Wild Tales Bar and Grill, Andrew Gosney, doing business as Speakeasy, BHB Berwin LLC, doing business as Big Herd Brewhouse, for failing to keep current on their obligations to the state and for failing to cooperate with the board's efforts to resolve these issues. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed by each location within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Failure to maintain valid liquor license.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff recommends that the DOP board find four establishment licensees for operating video gaming terminals without a valid license.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of the following four locations: BOD Corp. doing business at Lacey's Place, license 150703728, Margin Limited doing business as Maggie McGuire's, Kim C. Fry doing business as Bow Right Lanes, and Sophie's LLC doing business as Sarah's, license number 150701497. For operating video gaming terminals without a valid liquor license, said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless a fine equal to the amount of NTI derived of the establishment during the time period of the liquor license was not valid, is paid, or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Improper VGT play.
Next, staff is recommending that the board consider bringing disciplinary complaints against two three establishments, fining each $2,500 for the owners playing the VGTs in their establishments in violation of the board.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment licenses of Anthos Corporation, DBA Rusty Nail, Peaceful Waters, Inc., DBA The Old Bridge Tavern, and Keychon, Inc., DBA Marshall Station. Due to the owner's conduct of playing VGTs located in their establishments, this action to take effect 21 days from the date of service, unless a $2,500 fine is paid or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Failure to disclose changes in ownership.
The next recommendation from staff is that the board issue disciplinary complaints against JPZ Inc., doing business as ZJ Mines, and ZP Associates LTD, doing business as White House, finding each location $1,000, failing to notify the board of changes in ownership.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of JPZ Inc., DBA ZJ's Mines, and ZP Associates Limited, DBA Dwight House, for failing to notify the board of changes in the ownership of the locations. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless each location pays a $1,000 fine or properly files an answer within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff further recommends that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding terminal operator Awesome Hand Services LLC $5,000 for failing to notify the board of an ownership change at one of the locations it services and for obstructing a board investigation.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal operator license of Awesome Hand Services LLC for failing to notify the board of changes in the ownership of the location it services and for obstructing a board investigation. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless a $5,000 fine is paid or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Illegal gambling activities.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff's next recommendation is that the board issue disciplinary complaints against two establishments finding the locations for allowing unlawful gambling at their locations.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment licenses of Gabbard Properties Incorporated, doing business as Kirk's Corner Tab, and 2000 Meadows Avenue Tab Incorporated, doing business as Meadows Avenue Tab, for allowing unlawful gambling on premises. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless a fine of $2,500 is paid or an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Our next recommendation to the board is that the board fine establishment licensee Bruce Burgers and Billiards Company, doing business as Bruce Burgers and Billiards Company, $5,000 for allowing illegal gambling on premises and for failing to properly monitor the locations of GTs.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Booze Burgers and Billiards Company, doing business as Booze Burgers and Billiards Company, for permitting illegal gambling on premises and for failing to properly monitor the VGTs at the establishment. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless a fine of $5,000 is paid or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Settlements.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff has recommended that the board rescind the disciplinary complaint issued at the November 2016 meeting to Hooper's Sports Bar and Grill, Inc., since the licensee has presented evidence that it did not operate VGTs without a valid license.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, as well as information provided in the answer, I move that the board rescind disciplinary complaint DCV-16-105 issued to Hooper's Sports Bar and Grill, Inc. at the November 2016 meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Finally, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff members consider granting authority to the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with and dismiss the complaints filed against two locations, since each establishment provided information subsequent to the complaints being filed that resolved the issues.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, as well as information provided in the answer, I move to delegate to the administrator the authority to enter into a settlement agreement with Ronald and Patricia Ponto, doing business as The Loft, and CGS LLC, doing business as CGS LLC, and to administratively dismiss the complaints upon execution of the agreement.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right. Independent test lab RFP for video. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on a review of the scores and recommendation provided by the board's evaluation committee, I move that the board award RFP FY17 IGB ITL to Gaming Laboratories International LLC and authorize the administrator to enter into a contract with Gaming Laboratories International LLC to act as the independent test lab for the Illinois Gaming Board under the Video Gaming Act.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Is there any other business for the video open session? Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.